Okay, so I have a question today from Greg, and I'm going to pull it up. It says, "Hey, Chantel, I wanted your opinion on this. I'm dating an old friend that I've known for years. We've had sexual experiences in the past years ago. Now she's really spiritual, and in the past 6 years or so, we've kept in touch as friends over the years, and now we're dating. And when it gets physical, she pulls back and says, stop. She doesn't believe in premarital sex. I love her, but I don't want to wait until my wedding night to find out that I'm not compatible with her sexually. I think that if she loves me, she should trust me enough to know that I'll be there for her. I also think that at my age, I only have 2 to 4 more good sex years left before things just don't work right anymore. Please let me know what you think." And he's 57 years old, for you guys that like to know. Okay, so this is the deal, Greg. I'm gonna break this down for you piece by piece. You said that you guys have been friends for years. You said that you've had sexual experiences in the past. That means that you should know already if you guys are compatible sexually. Even if it was years ago, it's not like the parts of your body have changed. Therefore, you should not use that as an excuse. He's talked about her being spiritual. Okay, the fact that she's spiritual means that she values herself and she wants to wait until marriage, which means that you have to respect her wishes and you have to accept her values. If you're going to marry her, you have to accept her as a whole, as who she is. And if you cannot do that, she will resent you and she will question if she wants to be with you because you do not respect her values. And if you can't respect her values on this level, then oh my gosh, what else is there to consider? So think about that, because you're going to have her really wondering about you if you're the right one for her if you can't respect her. Now let's talk about your age. You mentioned that because you are 57, in 2 to 4 more years, you're not going to be able to have sex anymore, so you want to utilize all the time you have left. Okay, well, here's my response to that. Just because you're in your 60s does not mean that automatically, boom, you're not going to be able to have sex anymore. That's absolutely, positively crazy, okay? And although most of the people that watch my show are in the younger age bracket, there's a number of people, especially men, who watch my show that are in the older age bracket of over 50 years old. And if you are in that age bracket and you can second me on this, please comment below and say, yes, Chantel, I am with you on that, okay? On what I'm about to say right now. There are ways that you can make sure that as you get older, your sex life continues to be good. And that includes eating right and exercising. You absolutely, positively can avoid not being able to have sex when you get older by making sure that you're taking care of your body and making sure that you are keeping your wife happy and making sure that you use the things that people use when they get older in order to fix that problem, like Viagra, for example, or any other thing people use for that. So that's not a good enough excuse, okay? I'm just laying out all these excuses that you've given me, and I'm saying no to that, no to this, and no to that. if you are really fearing the fact that you're not going to be able to have sex in the next 2 to 4 years, then I think you really need to start thinking about becoming more physically active and make sure that you're taking care of your body and eating right. I'm going to go on to say that God made sex for marriage for a reason. And I know that everybody has gone against that, especially my generation and younger, but you know what? I didn't. I waited until I was married, and my husband had to respect that, and he did, and therefore we got married, and I married him very happy that he had enough love for me that he was willing to wait. Now, if you do the honest thing and you wait until marriage, it's going to be that much more amazing because God is going to honor the fact that you kept the commandment and you waited the way that you're supposed to. Another thing, when you're in a relationship with someone, sex is not just sex. It's making love, and you get to discuss back and forth between each other what you like and what you don't like, and therefore it's even better. I absolutely, positively do not recommend that you have sex before marriage. I am a strong believer that sex is supposed to be for people who are married, and when you have sex beforehand, many times it causes confusion in the relationship. I don't think that she has an issue with trusting you. I think she just wants you to respect her and be there for her through this process and make her an honest woman. Another thing, you need to be thinking more about the person you're marrying and making sure they're the right life partner for you in your older age than you need to be thinking about having sex, because who's to say that you're even going to be in the place to be able to have sex? I mean, things happen to people all the time, young or old. You get married, people, you know, things happen, people get in car accidents. I'm not wishing anything bad on you at all. I pray that you are able to have a long marriage and a long life. But I don't think you should focus so much attention on sex and forget that you're marrying this person, and you need to marry someone who's going to take care of you no matter what, in sickness and in health. And you need to be thinking more about that than you need to be thinking about if she's going to be the best in bed. Is she going to take care of you? Is she going to be there with you through trials and tribulations, as things that you're going to go through in your life, especially as you're getting older? Is she going to be able to sustain a positive relationship? Is she going to be able to make you happy? Are you going to be able to make her happy? Because now you're older, so you know what you expect out of your life, and you want that to be the right person that you're spending your golden years with. That's what you need to be focusing on. You already know if you're compatible with her sexually because you guys have already had sex. If you try to do this without respecting her wishes, she's going to second guess her relationship with you. I am a firm believer that you should wait until you are married to have sex, because God intended it to be that way for a reason. And if you do wait, I believe that he will honor commitment, and that your sex that you have with her will probably be the best sex that you have ever had in your life, because you're not just having sex, you're making love, and you guys are discussing what it is that you need to do in order to make your sex life amazing. That's why people should not have sex before they're married, and that's how I feel about it. So I hope that helps. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is askchantel. Thank you so much for watching, and do not forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.